You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Being called Domesticated Dan, you are very homely.
Extremely homely.
You love doing arts and crafts and different projects around the house. You don't just like baseball. A lot of people are like, all right, you guys are talking baseball? No. Even when we hang out, we talk about a lot of different things.
A lot of organization when the two of us talk. So a lot of, we both like things to go in the exact spot and organization tips. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what we do when we hang out.
And you do picture collages.
I do.
Well, I don't do those with him.
Oh, yeah. You do them separately.
I do them alone.
Oh, okay. See, but, that's even more sync.
I've been having to work a lot on those picture collages lately, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because I'll make another one up. Changes. I've already done it once in the live where I put up pictures of me and Andy all over your house. Now I'll put up me, Andy, and Tyson.
You'll have to come over and approve what I've done.
Okay, I can do that.
What's your domesticated data?
Actually, first of all, you guys started listing with the baseball season ending, you just gave me a lot of my to-do things that'll be happening over the next couple of months.
There you go.
So I'm excited for that part of the year is my even more domesticated time period. But my wife and I, we just got back from going to Florida. So we had not been anywhere since 2019. So it was a lot of fun to be able to go. Did a lot of really cool stuff. But it did make me realize the importance of packing well. You know, and I think it doesn't matter if you're going somewhere for a weekend to see family. You know, we talked about IKEA bags a few weeks ago and how amazing they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I would say is if you are packing and you're having to go somewhere, consider wearing your bulkiest shoes while you're traveling.
Yep. Mm.
And
that's just a 101. That's a 101.
For people like you and I. And so the same thing, we're going to Florida and it was like, all right, I'm going to have on my tennis shoes so that I don't have to pack them. And so that way you're putting a pair of flip-flops in the luggage versus the bulky pair of shoes.
So let me be the other person that's like, but I don't want to wear my bulky shoes in the airport. I just want flip-flops.
Yeah, because you have to take them off.
Let me tell you about that person. That person is my wife.
I relate, though.
So yeah, first of all, yes, I did wear tennis shoes this trip, but we were going somewhere a couple years ago and her bag was too heavy. And so she's trying to reorganize her bag. And I'm like, Heather, put on your tennis shoes and put your flip-flops. But I just want to wear my flip-flops. Can't you just put these in your bag? I'm like doing my best. I am red and angry.
Oh, in your bag?
Yes. And she's like, well, we can figure this out. I'm like, people are waiting behind you because you don't want to put on your tennis shoes. So so instead of having that happen at the airport and being the person holding up everyone traveling because your bag is too heavy or it doesn't fit, travel wearing your tennis shoes because they're bulkier than your flip-flops.
But you still have to take your shoes off for TSA, right?
Well, let me just tell you about how amazing.
That's one moment.
Have you been in the TSA line? It's so, like, I have anxiety every time I do it.
So, okay.
TSA
so would you
pre-check
rather
is worth the money. For that reason
really?
Alone.
TSA
pre-check.
Well, that's
it's
a good
worth
tip.
The money.
Or
that's a good
you
tip.
Just get through the 5 to 10 minutes and put your shoes back on.
It's.
Would you rather have that or pay more for your luggage? Or not be able to put all the crap into your carry-on.
Okay, you make a good point.
Now, just take
by wearing the tennis shoes, then now you're able to take an extra clutch so it can match your outfit.
That's exactly right. Yeah. See, I love where your head's
at. Do you
want
to know who had to put 2 clutches in their bag traveling this week? Me, because they didn't fit in her bag because she didn't want to wear tennis shoes.
Let me tell you something. These are the same people, whenever everything goes south in this world, they're going to want to come into my bunker where I have ammo and food, and I'm going to lock them out. I'm going to be like, you should have planned for it. This is not my fault. Sounds like your fault, not mine. You're not welcome
now
in my bunker.
Curious. It's like, am I bunker worthy or not? Like,
you should have your own bunker. Yeah, if you're prepping to go on an airplane, you should have your own bunker.
I might have a box or like stuff in to where the storm shelter in our house. I might have like jugs of water and the month ration of food.
See?
That bucket. Hopefully I never have to use it and it goes stale.
I have a question, and you were a lot younger then, but Y2K, were you stocked for that? Because I had family members that had like a ton of like canned goods and water, like a whole closet full of it.
They're still
for Y2K.
Ready.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.